Welcome to our program, Everyday English. In our last program, we introduced a discussion of the word wood. We cautioned that although wood could, in appropriate circumstances, be used as the past tense form of will, there were equally important uses which were not related to the past tense at all.
As an illustration, we drew our listeners' attention to the expression, would be.
Yes, as in,
no would-be art critic should fail to read Mr. Nartey's book.
We then went on to discuss would as a past tense form of will. An example of the use of will for this purpose is,
I knew I would be asked to resign.
Then we came to would as a word used in expressing polite requests. For example,
would you post these letters for me?
Would you please take this parcel next door?
That was how far we went. There is a slight variation on the use of would that I'd like to draw your attention to. The expression,
would you mind?
Would you mind? Is often used to introduce a polite request.
Would you mind shutting the door? The wind blows this direction.
Would you mind shutting the door? The wind blows this direction.
Would you mind telling us what happened after the accident?
Would you mind asking your daughter to be early for the rehearsal tomorrow?
I now turn to another colloquial use of would. This is when we want to make offers in a polite manner. Polite offers, in other words, would you listen to the short exchange between Adjo and Kofi?
Kofi, you are early. I'm getting one or two things together and tidy up the kitchen.
It was threatening to rain when I got ready, and I wanted to avoid the storm. Sorry for being too early.
Don't trouble to explain. Would you have a cup of tea while I get ready?
If it wouldn't be too much trouble, yes.
Not at all.
That's kind of you.
Would you have a sandwich with your tea? A piece of cake, maybe? Or some biscuits?
Yes, please.
Would you have a cup of tea while I get ready? Would you have a cup of tea? Observe the use of would in this context to make an offer. Would you have?
Would you have a sandwich with your tea or a piece of cake? Maybe.
Now listen to more examples, will you?
Jane is away up country.
It is a pity. I won't be able to see her.
A pity, isn't it? But the children are back from school. Would you have lunch with us?
That would be nice. I would love to meet the children and talk with them.
There are two uses of the word would here. The first occurs in,
would you have lunch with us?
Would you have lunch with us? It echoes the earlier examples of would to make polite offers.
Would you have a cup of tea while I get ready? Would you have a sandwich with your tea?
It is important to remember that when would is used in this way to make a polite offer, it is followed by the verb have.
Would you have dinner with me?
Would you have a drink with us while waiting for the train?
Let me now turn to the second use of would that appeared in the dialogue.
That would be nice. I would love to meet them.
I would love to meet them. This is not an expression of polite offer. or polite requests.
I would love to meet them.
Would is being used here to express one of the commonest feelings, love, a liking for. One of the functions of would is to express a feeling of love, a feeling of hate, or preference, with verbs like love, hate, and prefer.
I would love to meet the children.
I would hate to have an encounter with such a man. I would prefer to go it all alone.
I would prefer the one you are holding.
I would hate to have an encounter with such a man. I would love to meet the children. I would prefer to go it all alone. I would prefer the one you're holding. In all these expressions, would is used with the verbs to express one's wishes, one's desires, or one's preferences and dislikes. We've met in this lesson other uses of would. They include
expressions of polite requests and polite offers,
as well as a variety of feelings, including love, dislikes, and preferences.
Thank you. Well, listeners, that's all we have time for. We thank you for your time. Do join us again, if you can. Have a good day. Cheers.